Pope Francis and the Catholic Church have a lot of flaws in the ways that they run things and display Christianity to the rest of the world. Mel Gibson was just on Joe Rogan's podcast and pointed out a lot of these major flaws. What happens with Rome and the Vatican plays a huge role in how the events in the world and the future prophecies will unfold. It's been rumored recently that Pope Francis was going to step down, but as of today, we see Pope Francis issues health update as he rules out stepping down. Revelation 17 talks about Mystery Babylon, the mother of harlots, of the abominations of the earth. We'll see how the Vatican and Rome fits into this prophecy very well. As we listen to Mel Gibson explain to Joe Rogan some of the very strange things taking place within the Vatican and the Catholic Church. Mel and Joe talk a little bit about how strange the Vatican is and just the fact that it's a country within the city of Rome. We'll listen to a little bit of this and just point out how this could fit in with one of the verses in Revelation 17.
And, you know, it's a very small country. It's a country.
Yeah, it's a country inside of a small city.
Yeah.
Because Rome's not the biggest city.
No.
And then it's got a country inside the city.
Yeah.
With walls around it.
Sure.
And you can't extradite people.
Yeah, pretty weird.
How convenient.
Revelation 17 again describes Mystery Babylon and the Mother of Harlots, the abominations that take place in the earth in end times prophecy, and the Vatican is really the only institution on the earth at the moment that fits this description so well. We hear that the woman is arrayed in purple and scarlet, adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. In verse 9, we have a specific reference that highlights Rome being part of this prophecy that, again, no other place on the earth fits this category. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. The most well-known place on the earth at the moment that is referred to as the place known as the City of Seven Hills is Rome, where the Vatican is located. Now let's listen to Mel Gibson describe some of the terrible things that the Catholic Church has done in recent years, and then we'll look at some video clips of those actual events.
They took the church and they reformed it, and they changed things in it. And it didn't necessarily agree with everything that went before it.
Mm.
And up to that point, yeah, you could find it agreed with itself. But all of a sudden, you got something else. To the point where now, I mean, we got a pope that brought a South American idol into the church to worship.
Really?
He did. The Pachamama. He bought the South American, and he got...
I don't know what that is.
It's kind of like a South American god, Pachamama.
Why would he do that?
Good question. But he did.
Did he have an explanation for why he did it?
Yeah, it's kind of a weasel-worded thing of like, oh, all religions are just as good as one another. Mm. But
before we look at what took place with the bringing in of this false South American idol into the Vatican, this is something that Pope Francis is kind of well known for lately. He does this on a regular occasion. Talks about how different religions all lead to the same God and there's multiple paths to God. He did this very recently in one of his trips to Singapore.
Tutte le religioni sono un cammino per arrivare a Dio.
Because every religion is a way to arrive at God.
Sono, dirò una comparazione. Sono come diverse lingue, diversi idiomi per arrivare lì.
Sort of a comparison and an example would be they're sort of like different languages in order to arrive at God.
Now, all religions do not lead to God. And even Joe Rogan, someone who is not even a professing Christian, understands that the Pope should really only stand on the side of Catholicism or Christianity, not being welcoming of all these other religions, saying they lead to God.
You know, if that's his contention...
He shouldn't be the Pope.
No.
How can you be the Pope if you say all religions are just as good?
Yeah, we all worship, you know.
There's verse after verse told to us in the Word of God saying that Jesus Christ is the only way to get to God and to get to heaven. Of course, John 14:6, Jesus says he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. John 3:36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. And we have verse after verse proclaiming this same absolute truth, and it's pretty sad that the vicar of Christ, the supposed representation of Christ on the earth, won't even profess that Jesus is the only way to heaven. Clearly he doesn't believe this, and clearly he doesn't believe or teach the truth of the Bible.
So, yeah, that's a Pachamama. There you go.
So he brought that in.
Yeah, into the Vatican. Then the hierarchy even worshipped, they had a ceremony around it outside.
What?
So, well, that constitutes apostasy.
Yeah.
Jim. That's an apostasy move, all right?
Worshipping false gods.
Yeah. That's number one on the Mosaic hit list. You know? Moses goes up on the mountain, he comes back down, people are worshiping a golden calf.
Yeah.
You know, it's that.
Yeah.
So you can't do that.
Yes. Well, several years ago, Pope Francis issued a document called Laudato Si, and it's about the environment and preserving the environment, and it's sort of led up to this meeting in Rome of the Pope and bishops and cardinals that he selected called the Amazon Synod. And it was studying pastoral issues in the Amazonian region in South America. But it became kind of a scandalous situation because these statues, these idols, were brought in for liturgical worship. It all began on the opening ceremonies in the Vatican Gardens, where they had a female shaman, and they brought in two of these statues, and they had everyone bowing down to them while the Pope sat on the side. And the media all over the world and Catholics everywhere who watched the opening ceremony thought, this is very odd. It looks like idolatry. It looks like a golden calf situation. And then throughout the remaining 2 to 3 weeks, these idols were placed in St. Peter's, by the altar of St. Peter's, and in a church called Santa Maria Trasputina, which is very near the Vatican. In a way, it was kind of an embarrassment to the Pope and to the Vatican, because everyone was asking for clarity. Who are, you know, is this supposed to be the Virgin Mary? Is it Saint Elizabeth? And they said, no, it's not. It's a symbol of life, fertility, and Mother Earth.
2 Thessalonians 2:1-3 prophesies that there will be a great falling away from the faith in the last days. And this could be very well in regards to the many Catholics who believe in Jesus Christ. But when they listen to the Vicar of Christ, the Pope, talk about how Jesus isn't the only way to heaven and bringing false idols into the Vatican, well, that can definitely lead to a falling away.
And for me, that's a departure from what you know, that's called apostasy.
Right.
That's a falling away from. And the very nature of apostasy means that you have to be part of it to fall away from it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an inside job.
Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Many people believe that Pope Francis is the Antichrist or the potential false prophet. There's a lot of even different Catholic prophecies that point to him being some sort of corrupt pope. We have the prophecy of the last pope, the prophecy of the two popes, and different prophecies from the Catholic saints saying that a corrupt pope will be the head of the Vatican before the last days unfolds on the earth. And while it pretty clearly appears that Pope Francis is teaching anti-Christ beliefs to the masses, this has been a common theme with Pope Francis since he has been the Pope. He has diminished the importance of Jesus Christ, who is the only way to God, the only way to heaven, and welcomed in all these other religions under this one love type of ideology, saying they all lead to the same God, which is anti-Christ and not true whatsoever in any way. This happened a few years back at the Vatican when they welcomed in more people from South American tribes at a Christmas event where they actually prayed to the false idol Mother Earth, saying that she provides everything for us and is our creator. This is absolute blasphemy. Anyone who believes the Bible believes that God is the creator of the earth and all of creation.
Ah, no. So what do you think there's a motive behind these things?
I don't think you know. Probably.
The only explanation for such corruption and very clear blasphemy being brought into the Catholic Church is that it's some sort of plan, some sort of destruction to lead people away from the truth of Jesus Christ across the entire earth. Pope John Paul VI said in the 70s, "We would say that through some mysterious crack." No, it's not mysterious. Through some crack, the smoke of Satan has entered the Church of God. There's doubt, uncertainty, problems, unrest, dissatisfaction, confrontation. Seeing the abominations that the Catholic Church has allowed to take place and the Antichrist teachings promoted by the Pope himself shows that some sort of evil is trying to take over the Catholic Church and lead people away from the truth of Jesus, and it seems absolutely like it's some coordinated plan by the evil realm, and Mel Gibson and Joe Rogan touch on this fact as well.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. You,
but it isn't good. I think, look, I think we're looking at a world where, and this is the, in the next film I'm going to do, I'm going to try and tackle this question, that there are big realms, spiritual realms. There's good, there's evil, and they are slugging it out for the souls of mankind.
There is a spiritual war going on all around us at all times, warring for our souls to either be taken away by Satan to hell or to be saved by Jesus Christ and brought to heaven for eternity. Ephesians 6:12 talks about this spiritual war, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places, principalities, and powers. And then Ephesians continues to go on to speak on the importance of keeping the whole armor of God on at all times so we aren't led away by the spiritual deceptions that will take us away from believing the truth of Jesus Christ. Believers in Jesus Christ should be praying biblical truths over their life and believing what the word says. It's a powerful thing that we can do in our prayers daily in the spiritual war that we are all in. The spiritual armor referenced in Ephesians 6, and again, these are things you should pray to have daily: the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. We know that Satan walks around like a roaring lion, seeking people to devour, people who are led astray from believing that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation. Some of these teachings being promoted by Pope Francis himself and the Vatican. But those of us who trust in Jesus Christ can stand on the promises in God's word, saying that he protects us against these evil spiritual forces. Many great passages speak on this truth, such as in the book of Psalms, saying that the Lord keeps us from harm and watches over our life. Those of us who follow God dwell in the shelter of the Most High and in his shadow. God is our fortress in whom we trust, and even that the angel of the Lord encamps around us who fear him, and he rescues us. But one of my absolute favorite passages in the Bible is in chapter 8 of the book of Romans, where it gives every single possibility and says that those of us who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ are protected under any and every circumstance. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Human beings are made in the image of God, which is why the evil forces at work in the world want to lead us away from the truth of the only salvation, which is found in Jesus Christ alone. This is why all the spiritual forces at work in the world try to teach the opposite of the truth of Jesus Christ. Even the alien deception that we're seeing more and more is always teaching against the Bible and against Jesus Christ. I've got another video on that coming out soon. But in the book of Genesis, we're told that God created mankind in his image, which is why all the evil forces despise us, because we remind them of God as we are made in the image of God. And when they see us, they know that we have the potential to go be in heaven where they once were, and they will never get the opportunity again to be accepted by God or to live with him in eternity in heaven.
Little old flawed humanity, why are we important in that process where the big realms are slugging it out over us?
There is bigger things at play here. The end times deceptions, the great falling away, the all power signs and lying wonders of the last days, the Antichrist and the false prophet. There is a lot of bigger things at play here and massive spiritual wars that are only intensifying more and more. So accept Jesus Christ. Believe in the Bible alone. Don't put your trust in institutions or in mankind, no matter how righteous or whoever you think they represent. Trust in Jesus Christ alone, the Bible alone. Pray, worship, read the Bible, declare the biblical truths over your life. Do these things as we head into the future and keep your trust in these alone, because this is what the absolute truth is, even over some of these institutions that many people believe are righteous or holy.
And I think there's bigger things at play here. And institutions that purport to touch on the divine are necessarily going to be affected by that slugfest that's going on between good and evil.
Right.
And
sometimes good gives up ground.
Yeah. And maybe not on purpose.